Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, January 24th, 2014, and today we journey back to the ancient land of Syria and the nation of Iraq. The Syrian war starting to spill over into Iraq as we speak, a war that is now over 1,400 years old to some extent, now threatening to erupt into full-scale civil war. 1,400 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad died, and the ethnic fighting between Sunnis and Shiites has been going on to some extent ever since. Both sides are Muslim. Both sides honor the Quran, but they originally fought over who would succeed the Prophet, and they still hate each other today. In Syria, a Sunni-majority country that has nevertheless been dominated by the Assad family, who are members of a Shiite sect. The war originally began as a rebellion against the existing government, but is now taking on ethnic overtones. This sectarian violence is spilling over into Iraq, which is Shiite majority and has a predominantly Shiite government thanks to the U.S. invasion and occupation. Iraq was a Shiite majority country controlled by a Sunni government with Saddam Hussein at the head of that government. When the U.S. deposed Saddam and the country held elections, a Shiite majority government naturally came to power. The Shiite Iraqi government is now at war with Sunni rebels, who are primarily al-Qaeda. Sunni rebels in Syria fighting against that government are now starting to spill over the border into Iraq and join forces with their Sunni al-Qaeda cohorts. This is the worst cycle of violence in Iraq since the Americans were fighting there with over 1,000 killed in 2013. The local al-Qaeda group is called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. It has occupied quite a bit of Iraq, especially Anbar province, which includes Fallujah. This has led to a severe refugee problem as people flee the fighting in both countries. For the time being, the Iraqi government said it has ruled out sending in the Iraqi army to try to oust al-Qaeda from Anbar province, but troops remain stationed outside Fallujah. The United States faces a difficult dilemma. Al-Qaeda is obviously trying to destroy the borders between Iraq and Syria, and while the two rebel factions, in an effort to control both countries, fight against each other, the U.S. and its allies across the Arab states, along with NATO allies, have been supplying the al-Qaeda-affiliated rebels in Syria in an effort to oust the Syrian leader, Bashar al-Assad. But in Iraq, they are currently pouring weapons and ammunition into the country to support the Iraqi government against al-Qaeda. The U.S. used Libya primarily to supply the Syrian rebels, which apparently partially caused the Benghazi raid. In Iraq now, the U.S. has bases in Jordan to train Iraqi troops as well as supply them. Weapons apparently go from Jordan into Syria also, which could then bring these weapons across the border into Iraq to fight the very people that are being armed there. This is a difficult and confusing war, and a difficult and confusing matter to the United States, but the war and its chaos continues. The Iranians watch and they wait. They are Shiites, and therefore on the side of Assad in Syria and on the side of the Iraqi army. I expect this whole place to explode into a gigantic region-wide war any day. It seems like a good place to stay away from, folks. That's the way I see it. Friday, January 24, 2014. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.